Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And of course, we're in the middle of the Christina Lu Show. And just as we went to break, Otto was talking about funerals, and then we talked about golf and a couple of different things. But the funeral part, I just want to touch on, because everybody knows somebody who's died. Pretty much everybody knows somebody who's died. And I know from Otto, Christina, and myself, we definitely do. Funerals are totally different, but we are having somebody, I believe, at the end of May, Christina, Nicole, or it's June.
Oh, yeah.
To help talk about grief, I'm not even familiar exactly what she does. I've met Nicole at an event, but I don't really know.
Yeah, she's just going to really be talking, even in a more general sense, like just coping with this, like in general, you know?
Okay. But, you know, it's a shame because with you know, years ago when you buried somebody, you were able to be with them. I mean, you were able to be with them when they died. And my mother died 5 years ago, a little over 5 years ago. We were all around her bed, which was just lucky, coincidental. We got there in the day and everybody stayed and she died. I think I've said this story. My mother died at 12:08 on St. Patrick's Day, which was also her birthday. It's almost like she hung out for St. Patrick. But then we had the funeral, and trust me, it sucks. I didn't want to be there anyway. So that's not the point. But when you couldn't and you don't see the person and then they're shipped off someplace and then this, that, and the other thing, it's heartbreaking. And I don't have anybody in my life that who has died that I was so close to that it wouldn't impact me. But yeah. If I did, I don't know the consequences, the long-term consequences, because it's terrible. Nothing but terrible.
Well, the bottom line is, you know, I'm sure like there's probably like little different things going on, but you know, I had mentioned, unfortunately, I had lost a dear friend of mine who was young. It wasn't from coronavirus. You know, and that's what's kind of even more tricky about this world too, is that, you know, these life things are happening that aren't, because yeah, that's the first question everyone asks all the time. Like, oh, was it coronavirus, you know? And it's horrible because it's a weird thing, you know. I mean, also, you know, not being able to have like a wake, you know, when you think about that, like a wake is really for the people who are surviving to kind of tell stories, to be with each other, you know. It creates this kind of comfort, because I have been on the freaking phone, like I can't even tell you how many hours a day with just different people, because we need that. You know, like everyone needs to feel that connection. So that's kind of what we've been trying to do, because it's weird to not be able to. You know, it was just 10 family members were able to go to the funeral home and then to the cemetery. But what we were allowed to do, as I had addressed earlier, was a handful of us all in our separate cars, you know, and we all had masks on. I was very impressed, I have to say, with everyone's responsibility, you know. So there wasn't even like one dud, you're like, oh my god, here's this guy. Like everyone was really showed up and was really being careful, which made it, in turn, you know, we were able to stand far back, you know, separated, but we could still hear the priest, which was nice, because listen, I mean, it was better than nothing. You know, each of us were able to kind of take a flower and, you know, one by one, and because it's guarded off. It's a very odd, like surreal experience, you know, because now the casket's not even like, you can't even go near it. It's like guarded with like chains and stuff. So certainly weird. But listen, that's all we can do. You know, we just said when the time, I mean, his birthday's supposed to be in July. So maybe by then things will be different. We could all kind of be together. But right now we've just been doing a lot of FaceTiming, a lot of phone things. You know, it's a weird world, you know. And we also, I want to mention, we had last week, one of our dear PI members, Sabina Miller. She was a radio co-host. If anyone knew Sabina, you know, she was really quite vivacious.
Sabina
passed away. Yeah, Sabina passed away last week.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, she had been struggling for a while and stuff, but she had her spirits up. You know, so of course we were all very devastated. Like I said, if anyone knew her, she would have asked you what your astrological sign was. She wore her little kitten heels, you know, to the end, which was lovely. But, you know, it's hard because even at PI, you know, we would have, under normal circumstances, to go to a kind of service thing. So I just think it's important to kind of find ways to remember people. And also when this is all over, you know, just remembering there can be some memorial for all these amazing people. So it's tough, guys, but you got to do what you can do. It's weird because you really feel like, you know, you don't necessarily have an outlet. But like, you know, John had mentioned before, my husband had drew something, you know, for Charlie. And luckily we were able to give it to his mom, you know, so there was different things that we can do. So listen.
Hey, Christina, I'm going to break in here because that's the first I'm hearing of Sabina.
Yeah.
And she was terrific.
Yeah.
Just as someone who listens to almost every show you guys do, she was, yeah, you're right. She was very funny. She would make me laugh and she had a great personality. And yes, she'd tell me my horoscope and, yeah. I always wondered how she drove that big car, you know.
Huge, a boat.
Yeah, the big car.
The tiniest little lady.
Tiny little person with this giant car.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm saddened to hear that. And I usually don't break into your show like this, but I wanted to give my condolences. That's
it was this week. John, when was it? This weekend? I can't even, my days are all. Well.
Yeah, it was just a couple of days ago.
That's well,
very current
because that's another co-host we've lost in the last year. We lost one of the original co-hosts, Jerry. Yeah. And now, yeah, that's sad. You know, the show's been on the air how many years? 9 years almost?
Yeah.
So it's sad. So I'm sorry to break in.
Oh, of course. Listen, and Sabina would love nothing more for everyone to chime in about how fabulous she was because. I know she's smiling down right now because she would do. I mean, she used to, I laugh because we would be on the phone and she would say, you know, if I ever wanted to run away from home, I can come stay with her, which was always my.
Well, I think you used the right word. Sabina was fabulous.
Yeah, she was.
And I think she'd tell you that too.
So she really. I mean, we would laugh the amount of times we would see her, you know, she had falls over the years, you know, because I've known her for, you know, since I've been with PI, which has been like forever. So, but
actually it was April 29th, Dan.
April 29th.
Wednesday of last week.
She would have these little like kitten heels on, no matter how often she fell, because she was not taking off her heels. So I got to give her props. She stuck to it.
She was stylish. She dressed to the nines wherever she went. And she was going to the supermarket. She could have been going to pump gas, which she probably didn't do anyhow. She was dressed to the nines, so.
Yeah, I wanted to definitely mention that because
another member of the WCWP family. That's unfortunate.
That's right. But we will always remember them on our show, of course. And it's just an amazing thing. So we have each other, guys. That's it. We just have each other.
It's true.
Outlet to talk about these things, which is a lot of people don't have. So we are blessed to have WCWP and PI Radio to kind of do all this stuff.
I have a question, Christina.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like all the wonderful flyers, how do people get them at this point in time? Can you get online to get them? They're not mailed.
They're all online. Yeah, so they're all online. Unfortunately, we can't be mailing. I mean, it's very
difficult. Yeah, I know that. No, it would be a waste. But so
because no one's in the office, so no one could, you know.
That's true too.
So I'm printing out hard copies for myself because I like. Need it. I'm old school. I need it.
Oh, they're great. I'm looking at the hard copies and they're tremendous.
But they are all online. You know, like I said, with this email, you know, I always do the email newsletter every month, you know, which is usually event based. So that this month, I'm putting, you know, I put together, as which we've touched upon, different highlights that Project Independence has. But what will be attached to that will be, you know, the corresponding flyer that goes along with it. So I mean, just kind of do what we can do, but you could always call 311 for anything.
I don't create all these flyers. There's a lot of flyers.
So it depends. You know, obviously we did some, but it's mostly communications. It's the communications department. We'll send them the information, and they're able to kind of whip these things out.
Because they do a nice job.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Eye appealing.
Well, good. That's what, you know, as long as we got auto seal of approval, we're good. Next week, we're supposed to, are we still having on Comptroller Schneerman? Or maybe?
I don't know yet. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. John's leaving me in suspense.
You know what?
You know, he decided
one way or the other, we're having a comptroller on next week.
Okay. So I like that.
Put it that way.
There's one or, you know, whatever it is.
It's either going to be county or state. And okay. We won't know until.
I like it. I'm just going with it. I'm just going with life at this point in the game. So it's okay. At least it's the same genre, you know. Of
right, exactly. You know, I think I sent out the wrong invitation. I kind of said, you know, whatever Tuesday. And yeah. They took it as, okay, I'll call you on a Tuesday when I'm available. Like, whatever Tuesday, but call us and make a plan. But
that's okay.
Whatever.
But, you know, I want to remind people, you know, we're going to be doing this through June. So we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, at least we're getting to do it, which is cool. So next week we'll have a controller. The following week, May 22nd show will be TJ Hatter, who works in the New York State Attorney General, Letitia James's office. So he'll be touching upon what they're kind of doing to combat all these scams, which we were able to touch upon.
Also some bills that she's put through.
Yeah, recently. I mean, there's so much stuff going on in different governmental entities. Which yep. Careful. So it's cool to have this ability to kind of promote that. And then on May 29th, we're having on Nicole Christensen, who is going to discuss From Crisis to Calm, which is actually her book, but it's all about coping in this ever-changing normal. So, you know, which I think is important too. I was saying to John, you know, mental health, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I think it's just as important because there are real people out there, you know, that I know and have been touched upon that are, it's really affecting people hard, this climate. So tune in. I think we'll be some good tips and kind of different things to do to cope with all these things. So,
no, I agree with you 100%. And even in this time, you're pulling together important, good people, not important people, but good people who are, you know, like Manda today was absolutely, her information was tremendous and the timeliness. And that's what we're trying to be, timely.
Yeah,
at this point.
Absolutely.
Hopefully come August, September, whenever this is over, you know, we'll go back to having more informational, more fun, more enjoyable. But today I think we need so people to listen to the show and turn around and walk away saying, I learned something today. When that check comes in, or if I get some crazy email, I'm not going to click on it.
Absolutely. 100%. I know we are briefly running out of time. I just want to remind people you can call 311 or 869-6311 for any of this information. The town is also, I quickly want to say, is doing a cool initiative. If any resident is struggling to feed or care for their pets due to limited income, the Shelter Connection can help, which is 516-993-3441. So that's just another little something that's going on too.
Perfect. We are trying to watch out for you in every possible way. We are here until next week. You've been listening to Senior Talk
Radio. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
It's this weekend?
Yeah, Sunday.
Oh my God, I didn't even know. Oh, thank you, Christina. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful Mother's Day. We'll be back next week.